Pet Life Radio.
You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
The Pet Chef is brought to you by Dog.com. For everything and anything dog, shop Dog.com today for all the top brands. Greenies, Frontline, Kong, Nylabone, Royal Canin, and more. Shop at Dog.com and use the promo code SADCHEF, S-A-D-C-H-E-F, and get $15 off your order of $75 or more.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisart, and I'm glad you're joining us. On today's show, I'll be talking about whether commercial pet food is sustainable in this economy. If we're just looking at the price of commercial pet food, what it might cost today and what it will cost in 6 months or a year, that all depends on your personal income and whether you can continue to pay the price. But someone doesn't have to be an avid news watcher to have a ready experience sticker shop at the grocery store. And maybe you've already experienced a price increase of the pet food you're presently buying. Well, hold on to your wallet. That price increase will continue, and for some very obvious reasons. If you've listened to my podcast, hopefully you've already made efforts to feed your pet on a more natural basis. If not, I suggest you get going on that change right now. When we return after a break, give you some hard fact that will hopefully light a fire under you. So we'll be right back with the Pet Chef.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
At Petco, we really love pets. There isn't anything we won't do to make sure they're getting the best products and the best care. So when you ask us a question like,
"So how do you feel about cat condos?"
we can say from experience,
"Feels like home for her."
Enter the code PETCHEF10, P-E-T-C-H-E-F, the number 10, and get 10% off any order. No minimum at Petco.com.
There's a movement afoot, ShoeBuy.com. Join the millions of people who shop ShoeBuy.com's over 400 brands and 500,000 products. Order now and get free shipping and free return shipping. ShoeBuy.com, the world's greatest shoe store.
Walk your dog in style and comfort. Enter the code PETCHEF, P-E-T-C-H-E-F, at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping at ShoeBuy.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience?
We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds.
InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service.
We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit PetLifeRadio.com. Click on sponsorship information.
There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed or email us at
PetLifeRadio.com.
Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, journalists, and bloggers. And we'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a first-hand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. Do you remember the riots in Egypt? Seems so long ago now, especially that every week since, another country has gone into turmoil. And now, we can add Japan to the problems that have and will result in major disruption from the earthquake, and especially the radiation from the nuclear meltdowns. That all sounds like a scientific fictional movie, doesn't it? But realistically, all of this put together with the already present situation of food shortages will result in major worldwide food shortages. But let's just focus here in the U.S. Why would we experience food shortages in the land of milk and honey? And what does that have to do with the price of my pet's commercial food or all food in general? Let's go back to this past winter of 2010-2011. It gave us the most dramatic freeze that we have seen in over 60 years. From way south in Mexico to north in Canada, we lost thousands of acres of crops. We also are supporting a large biofuel industry of ethanol made from corn. That keeps the demand for corn increasing and its supply. And all over the world, foreign investors are now outbidding the U.S. for grain. Rising incomes around the world mean more people are buying more food. Even China's government storehouses are at a 30-year low while they struggle to keep up the demand with their growing population. And now, with the present disruption of riots and new regime takeovers, people are not working their fields locally. The fate of the country of Japan is presently up in the air, and they have lost large amounts of agricultural land. So you say you might not be feeding your dog any grain. You buy the grain-free diet, which is composed mainly of meat. So why would you be concerned? Well, you might be forgetting that the chicken or cow that provides the meat is also fed grain, unless they are organic and free-ranged. But either way, the farmer's costs have and will go up also. And one of the most widely used grains fed to livestock and also used in many commercial pet foods is sorghum. In 2010, it soared 60%. This year, it will soar even higher. Higher prices at the store come also from higher fuel prices. If the Middle East continues its present uprisings, then the info from the short-term energy outlook says $4 per gallon gas prices will be here just in time for the peak summer travel in June. Transportation costs will increase commercial pet food dramatically. Trucks transport the many products to manufacture commercial food. Then those manufactured products need to be transported to warehouses and from there to retail stores or to your home if you purchase the food online. And here's another really interesting fact. The United States 2010 census reported that just here in America, we own or live with 81.1 million cats and 78.4 million dogs. They all need to be fed daily. Already, the typical American family is spending 20% of their overall household budget on food. That's about to make a major increase again this year. So we'll continue on our subject of whether the commercial pet food you are feeding your pet is sustainable in our present economy after we hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/chef, C-H-E-F, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
FTD's network of over 40,000 florists around the world have been creating beautiful handcrafted arrangements for 100 years. each arrangement is delivered the same day and backed by FTD's 7-day satisfaction guarantee. For a century, people have trusted their most important occasions to the flower experts at FTD.
Since Pet Life Radio is all about puppy dogs and flowers, our listeners, that's you, can get a 20% discount on your order. Just go to florop.com and use the code PETCHEF1 at checkout. FLEUROP.com, code word PETCHEF and the number 1.
Would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. It's the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
This year, Americans are expected to spend a jaw-dropping $36 billion on their pets. From lighted leashes to high-end spa products, the discriminating pet owner can find just about anything to pamper his or her pet. Hi, this is Michelle Fern. Join me every week for Best Bets for Pets, where we'll talk about the latest pet products and talk to the companies that make them. Best Bets for Pets, every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I stated before the break that the latest 2010 census in the United States reports that Americans live with 81.1 million cats and 78.4 million dogs that have to be fed daily. Talk about supply and demand. It would have been great if the U.S. Census had asked those pet owners one more question. Do they feed their pets commercial food or do they share their food with their pet? In either case, feeding this amount of pets just here in the U.S. on a daily basis competes with the overall worldwide food supply. When I look at the facts I've laid out on the latest supply and demand of food around the world, I'm left to also question what the quality of the food commercial pet food producers will be left with. They won't be using the best of the best because that would mean spending top dollar and human food takes priority. Even if your pet food says human grade, well, there are many levels of human grade. Or it may say natural. When I think natural, I think unprocessed. But anything in a bag or a can, even freeze-dried meats, are considered processed. The definition of processed means anything that isn't in its original form before you do something to it in your kitchen. All processing costs money, including human labor cost. And a trick that the food processors are already doing to disguise the food price increase is to change the size of the containers. Commercial pet food manufacturers have already decreased the amount of food in a bag by reducing the bag size but charging the same price on the food, or they are cutting back on the amount of food put in the bag. Eventually, consumers will figure out what used to last 3 weeks now lasts them 2. So how is feeding your pet naturally a better and less expensive alternative to commercially processed food? Realistically, all food costs will climb. We'll have to make more of an effort to shop smarter and buy our food locally. Many of us will need to grow some of our own food or raise our own chickens. Our world is making the changes we should have done on our own many years ago. When feeding your pet naturally, you can budget his food into the food you are already buying for yourself, and you can see, smell, and taste the food. You don't have to wonder about any of the questionable ingredients or questionable sources of the commercial food. And if you have never gardened before, and you don't consider yourself to have a green thumb, go online and purchase a couple of earth boxes. They come as a kit, and you can use them to grow your own food, even if you're living in a small condo. And what's great about them is you can't screw them up, unless you just plain forget to water the plants. Then, no one can help you there. But earth boxes also have additional accessories for self-watering units, so you're saved in that department also. Additionally, if your pet has weight issues or he's suffering from joint problems or other diseases, monitoring what your pet eats and being aware of the exact food intake is very important. Feeding kibble from a bag or canned food will not serve your individual pet's needs. So if you've been procrastinating about feeding your pet on a more natural basis, then now is the time to get on board before the price of commercial pet food eats a hole in your wallet. I hope this podcast gets you into making a few changes in the way you feed your pet before hyperinflation comes roaring in like a lion. Hey, thanks so much for joining me. And you can purchase my new book, The Dog Chef's Road Food Manual, on my site, smelllikeadog.com. And I hope you stop by Pet Life Radio often to listen to the many wonderful pet life experts. And until next time, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.